Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. We must get as close as possible to national unity, says François Bayrou after his meeting with Emmanuel Macron. He was received at the Élysée as president of the MoDem. The head of state is consulting the party leaders 2 days after the legislative elections. The leader of Les Républicains, Christian Jacob, has once again opposed the idea of a pact with the majority. Emmanuel Macron then received Marine Le Pen at 5:30. Éric Woerth is a candidate for the presidency of the National Assembly. Re-elected MP for the Department of Oise, the former member of Les Républicains wishes to succeed Richard Ferrand. Annie Genevard is also a candidate. She is the LRMP of the Doubs and already vice president of the Assembly. The election will take place in a week with a vote by secret ballot of all MPs. And the République En Marche is looking for a new leader in the Assembly after the defeat of Christophe Castaner in the Alpes de Haute-Provence. The candidates have until this evening to declare themselves candidate. The election will take place tomorrow morning. Also in the news, the Council of State confirms the ban on the burkini in municipal swimming pools, while the town hall of Grenoble had authorized it, which angered the opposition. The highest administrative court considers that authorizing the burkini amounts to satisfying a demand of a religious nature, which undermines the principle of neutrality of public services. The Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, is pleased with this decision. In Ukraine, strikes are intensifying in Donbass. The governor of the Luhansk region speaks of catastrophic destruction within the city of Lysychansk. Bridges have been destroyed, preventing 100,000 inhabitants of fleeing. Russia announces that Russian television is now broadcast throughout the Kherson region in southern Ukraine. And then 25 departments of France are under orange weather alert for risk of thunderstorms. Thunder is expected from the Landes to the Doubs via Cantal. In addition, there are still 6 departments in the center-east under alert for heat wave. This alert runs from the Saône-et-Loire to the Isère. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.